It's been a while since you've actually participated in something like this.
You know, it feels really good to, you know, get on the practice field with all these guys. Been hanging around with them for about a year and a half now, so it's fun to actually be out there and playing football with them.
So you know them off the field, right? You're getting to know them on the field, is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about being, you know, get on timing with Tom, with some throws and routes, and you know, you got to learn your tackles, who you play next to, and what their tendencies are, and you know, how big some of their first steps are, and all that good stuff. But that will come with practice and gameplay.
Do you think you were able to cut loose yet, Jake, and run full go, no reservations at all about cuts or anything like that?
No, yeah. I'm practicing. I have no restrictions, and you know, we're going day by day. I feel like I'm getting a good work out here, and I'm feeling good.
And mentally, you say you don't go down the field on a slick field and say to yourself, "Wow, I wonder how this cut's going to go." Maybe I should.
No, because if you're falling down, you're having bad technique anyway, so I'm not worried about, you know, the field being wet. I need to worry about, you know, just sticking to basics and, you know, lowering my body when I'm going to cut and playing off that outside foot and all that stuff.
Jake, were you disappointed with what happened with the Giants at that time?
I mean, right, it was a huge surprise for me right when it happened. You know, that's pretty far in the past, and I've been a Patriot for a while, and I'm looking forward to putting that Patriot jersey on and get on the field and doing whatever I can to help this team win.
Did it take you a little while to get over the shock of that, though?
I mean, it was just like a couple of days. You know, that the next morning I was on a plane to Boston, and it was reality. So I didn't have time to get over it. I wanted to be whoever wanted me, and the Pats wanted me, and I wanted to be here.
Did you want to leave? Did you ever want to leave the Giants,
though? I mean, it worked out how it did. I mean, I'm happy to be here.
With everything that's happened with this team this offseason, was it a relief to get out here and just get back to football today?
I mean, you know, we've all been waiting for this all summer. I've been putting all this work in, so we're definitely happy to get back to football and get out here and working hard.
What do you feel like to have a really good opportunity now, considering some of the events that happened here in the offseason?
I mean, I feel like I have a good opportunity to just be on this team, and, you know, we have some things going on, but I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about myself and what I can do and how I can get better every day.
Have you ever been part of working with an entirely new group of receivers? I mean, you know, whoever the quarterback is throwing to, everyone's new. Is that kind of weird?
I mean, every year in training camp, all the teams are going through this. There's new guys all over the place. It's just something that comes along with football, and you got to get used to, and you got to move on, or, you know, you're not going to do anything special.
Jake, I know it's only been like a couple of months or so, or 6 weeks since mini camp ended, but I mean, on all honesty, it looked like you were moving a lot better out there today. Do you feel like physically you're feeling better?
I mean, I definitely feel better. I just need to, you know, keep doing the little things, icing after practicing, all that good stuff, stretching and staying loose, getting warmed up, and making sure I'm not getting tight when I'm not in there running around.
What's been going on in the last, that 6 week span? That maybe did you take like a go from 80% to 100, or, you know what I mean?
I mean, I stayed up here and did rehab with all the trainers that they asked me to, and kept running and getting my legs stronger. And the more you run, the better it feels. So I think that's about it.
Some talk maybe about the demise of the two tight end set here, but I noticed you guys are still getting used a lot out there in the first practice. It's got to feel good for you from your end.
I mean, we got a lot of capable tight ends right now, and you know, we're going to do whatever they ask us to do, and we're not definitely not going. It's not like the tight ends disappearing position. They're asking us for routes, and we're doing what we can to get better. I'm not worried about the other guys as much as what I can do to improve.
Thoughts on your role? Should Gronk not be ready to go to start the season, and you know, some kind of added responsibility?
I mean, right now I'm just worried about tomorrow and being good to go tomorrow. So we'll take that when it comes. But right now I just need to get ready for practice tomorrow and get better.
Do your eyes light up at the possibility? Obviously, Tom likes throwing to his tight ends. This offense. Just the possibilities being out there and what you might be able to accomplish here.
I mean, my eyes light up when I was able to practice football today for the first time in a year and a half. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be back out here and working hard.
Jake, how different in, you know, last season, how different was that for you? And how challenging was it just not playing, being around the team and seeing these guys play on Sundays, and obviously, you know, you watching from wherever and, you know, not on the sideline?
I mean, it was definitely a huge challenge. I wasn't redshirted in college. I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Played right away. Was on practice squad a little bit my rookie year, but, you know, it really kind of stunk being out and not being able to help the team out and, you know, just watching the games from the sidelines or even away games at your house. So it was a hard challenge for me mentally, but I just had to keep pushing and getting better, and I knew one day it would come where I get an opportunity to play again.
Is today almost similar to your rookie season in the first day in training camp? Just the emotions, the excitement, just being out there and playing?
Yeah, after warm-ups, it kind of hit me a little bit. The music came on. I'm like, man, it's really happening. It's great to be out here, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sitting on the couch for so long, it got old, and definitely enjoy being back out here.
How much did last year just help you with the system and, you know, seeing the plays up front?
Definitely helped. Anytime you can, you know, not even take it, just being the classroom work and not take the field. And, you know, I was out here for all the walkthroughs during the week and all the game planning. So you kind of get a mindset of what the coaches are thinking, what everybody else is thinking, and then little hints or tips on each route or each run play, or, you know what I mean? It definitely helped out a great deal.
How would you compare so far? What you've seen with Bill Belichick compared to Tom Coughlin, the camp they run, just how things operate a little bit?
I mean, similar. Very, you know, it's a difficult training camp, two good programs, and it's going to be tough. Everybody's working hard to win spots and be good and get to that end goal. So, I mean, it's very comparable.
Do you have to be 5 minutes early to every meeting here?
We have to be on time for every meeting.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, man.